Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Riggins just asked Lindsay a question off the air that was, I think, some people may consider it to be random. I don't know. So killing two birds with one stone here. Before she answers the question, that we could do it. This would be the content for Extra Extra Funny. So the question was, Lindsay, when's the last time you peed your pants?
I wanted to know.
Is that's not a typical Riggins question out of the blue? I don't know what it is.
Yeah, and I love how willing I am to just tell this embarrassing story. I'm like, oh, funny you ask.
She had a story ready to go. She's like, funny you ask.
You know how I know it so vividly? It's because it's the only time I've peed my pants, literally in life, mm-hmm. the only time. And it happened more recently. It was April of 2022.
Okay.
Easter. My friend had an Easter kind of thing at her house. And I was wearing these beautiful pale pink silk pants.
Ooh. Well, I mean, hold on. I'm sorry. The official color for that, according to my wife, is pale, pale pink. Pale, pale pink.
Pale, pale
pink. Not just pale. Pale, pale pink.
Pale, pale pink.
Two pales.
Love it.
Yes, pale, pale pink. I had just had Brooks in February, so I was 2 months, you know, postpartum. I'm driving home from her neighborhood, which is only 5 minutes from my house. All of a sudden, this is in my car. I feel warmth going down my pale, pale pink silk pants.
Oh, no.
And didn't even know I had to pee, which is shocking. It just kind of happened. And that's when I realized these childbirths have taken a toll on me.
Yeah. Whoa. Do you think that you really did know that you had to pee? You were just so zonked out from the postpartum stuff that you just didn't even register with you? You were just like daydreaming or something?
I was highly concerned. I messaged the doctor. I said, "Is my uterus falling out? Like, what's happening?" Didn't even feel like I needed to pee. And she said it was pretty common, like after my stitches hadn't even dissolved. That's how quick this turnaround was. So, yeah.
And, all right. Now, did you want to know all of that, Riggins?
Absolutely.
You get a little more than you asked for there about stitches and uterus on the ground. And
is my uterus falling out? Yeah. Hey, Doc.
I was concerned. Because I have some friends that still to this day can't jump in workout class. Mm-hmm. I was terrified. I'm like, is this going to be me? And thank goodness, you know, knock on wood, it isn't now. But it was then.
The fact that you didn't know it until you feel it in your pants or whatever is why. Mm-hmm. So you had to clean out your seat too, I would imagine.
Yeah. I get home. I'm walking. I'm holding my shoes. My pants are undone because I'm trying to figure out what's going on. My pants are ruined. I just chucked them. They're ruined. I walk inside and Kyle's like, "Did you like spill a drink in the car?" I was like, "I think I peed myself." What happened? Well, my water never broke with the kids, but I think that's the same type feeling.
Yeah.
From what I understand. And I was like, well, I'm not pregnant again. Like, what's happening? You know? So It was terrifying. Whoa. But that's the only time I've ever peed myself. And of course, it was the real silk pants. These aren't sateen. These are silk. Okay.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
That is the worst part.
Well, here's the question, though. Did you clean it up or did Kyle clean it up?
He cleaned the car.
Yeah.
And I cleaned, obviously, myself. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, I meant the car, yeah. Because, yeah, I mean, that would have been me, too. I mean, that's the husband go out there because you're distraught. You're trying to, you know, get a hold of yourself and all that. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing for a good husband to do is go out there and clean it.
Well, I'll tell you the main reason, I had just gotten this new car and it's got white cream interior. So he was like, I gotta go out there now.
Look at that. She's taking a sweet gesture from him and then turning it into being something selfish that he did.
Well, I mean, he stated that was the reason.
Oh, he did? Okay, well, then, Then I take back what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just worried about the aesthetics of the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't want it to stain or whatever.
But, I mean, that's what you get for marrying a Yankee. They ain't got no feelings.
I love the visual of, like, your wife walks home and she's got her pants unbuttoned. I mean, it's tough to look put together when your pants are unbuttoned and just kind of hanging open.
And carrying your shoes.
What just happened that your pants are unbuttoned?
It kind of still looked like I was pregnant, too, because, you know, the way it doesn't just fall off, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially after the second one. So I was just, like, pants undone, belly hanging out, pee down my leg. Could you fathom?
Yeah, at least it didn't happen at the party, I guess, if the saving grace is that you were by yourself. And
yeah.
But if it would have happened at the party, she would have had a built-in support group that would have jumped into action. You know, anytime a woman, doesn't matter who it is, women could hate you, but if you have some sort of female issue that only women can relate to, then they jump in. They're like, let me help you. Yeah.
That's great.
Well, because the first question Kyle said was, you couldn't hold it? Or, like, you know, because men don't understand the process down there, you know?
Well, you know what? So, it might be easier for men to understand if women would ever talk about it.
Right.
You know, if women ever talked about how hard they have it because of childbirth and everything.
they never say that.
I've never seen a woman be able to open up about something that's bothering her or something that might be going wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is.
They're so sheltered.
I don't think I've ever peed in my pants.
I don't think I have either.
As an adult.
You know.
Well, it's not fun.
Have you, just checking, you haven't pooped your pants as an adult, have you?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
Well, I say absolutely not. I guess, I mean, I'm not judging if you have. If it's emergency, it's emergency, I guess, but I haven't.
Yeah.
Rob has, though, hasn't he?
Rob has.
Yeah, Rob, because when Ace was alive, it was half the show had pooped their pants.
I never thought about it, does it?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Two out of the four?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Rob's was just a couple years ago.
And so was Ace's.
And so was Ace's, that's true. Yeah,
he was at the beach.
Yeah.
And his tummy was upset?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Uh-huh. That's the worst feeling, though, when your tummy's upset like that. I mean, I haven't done it, but I kind of feel for people that have.
Yeah. He had linen pants on, linen shorts on.
Oh, no. You are kidding.
No. Well, I mean, it was after April, so he loved the linen, boy. He loved the linen.
Yeah.
That's what we should have had those T-shirts made out of linen. That we had his name on them and stuff.
Yeah.
With buttons down it.
Yeah. Oh,
that could be the next merch thing.
Sure.
You know, linen shirt with when you button it spells Ace.
Yeah.
Matching linen pants. Yeah, love the linen pants.
Those drawstring pants. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't do anything for people down there. You know what I mean? Like,
you mean it's just like you might as well not be wearing pants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
they're so flowy and everything. I think that was the draw of it.
Beachy, breezy. You're
just comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let it hang.
Let it swing, baby. Let it swing. Let it hang and swing.
No, thanks.
But then he would pick the linen colors that don't go well on a light-skinned, red-headed person. You know what I mean?
He picked the color of his skin.
Yeah, it would kind of wash him out a little bit, where if he would have gone with a black linen or a navy linen or something, like solid, rich colors. And I used to kind of tell, I didn't tell him not to do the other, but I would always encourage him whenever he was wearing a shirt that was a solid color like that. Like at Disney World when we would go with the grandkids. Now, he came out one time in a yellowish orange, like a performance. Not polo. A fleece, but a performance workout type shirt. And, you know, you go back and look at the pictures that the photographer was getting of us that day. It just looked like a shirt.
Yeah.
You couldn't see him.
Yeah.
It's like a green screen. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look like a popsicle stick.
No, I didn't. I was to say, that doesn't look good on you, or that looks terrible. Or, no, you know, you need to go. After he'd bought, gone and spent money, good money, as they say, on a linen shirt that was, you know, earth tones.
Mm-hmm.
I never said, that doesn't look good on you. But I would always go, oh, that black looks really good. Or that navy looks good.
Yeah.
You should wear, I'd always say, you should wear more of that kind of stuff. That looks really good on you.
Yeah.
But then, you know, he'd come in with something colored pearl.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Listen or watch Extra Funny each weekday at the Media Center at tjriggins.com, sponsored by Wear Playground. Elevate your workout style effortlessly at tjriggins.com/deals with 20% off Wear Playground using code TJ.
What is new radio? New radio is community. In Ace's memory, we're doing more than ever. Go to tjriggins.com/ace to learn about what we're doing and how you can help. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There's a new TJ and Riggins Show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com, sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.